Podcast, unlimited infotainment in air. Stay tuned.
Success in fitness, it's not about being better than anyone else. It's about being better than the person you are yesterday. Every workout is an opportunity to improve, to become the best version of yourself. Welcome to NIMS Podcast, the show that takes you on a journey of inspiration, knowledge, and entertainment. I'm Hana Ismail, and I'm here with my co-host Alia Saja, and we are thrilled to have you joining us today.
That's right, Hana. So if you are ready to embark on an exciting adventure to expand your horizons and discover new perspectives, then you're in the right place. Get ready to be inspired, educated, and entertained.
Of course, the remembrance of the Almighty is an essential. So let's start our podcast with the Quran recitation and the translation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. Translation. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Indeed, we have granted you, O Prophet, abundant goodness. So pray and sacrifice to your Lord alone. Only the one who hates you is truly cut off from any goodness. Jazakumullah khairan kathira.
Wow, your recitation is out of this world. It's like the Quran itself is applauding your talent. MashaAllah, you've got a spectacular skills. Keep that delayed recitation going.
Absolutely. That recitation is incredible. And it's clear that you have a special gift. MashaAllah, keep shining and captivating everyone with your talent.
Get ready for today's health and wellness wisdom. Let this thought guide you towards a happier, a healthier lifestyle.
Hello, podcast listeners. I am Idrush Abnal Bashir from Grade 5. And I am thrilled to share today's thought for the day with you. Today, let's reflect on the profound truth that our greatest wealth is not found in material possessions, but in the precious gift of health and wellness. Just as a vibrant garden requires care and attention, so does our well-being. Nurturing our physical, mental, and emotional health is not just a choice. It's a responsibility to ourselves and those we care about. Embrace the power of self-care. For a healthy life is the foundation upon which we can build our dreams and aspirations. Remember, true wealth begins with a healthy body, a calm mind, and a grateful heart. Thank you. Have a nice day and stay tuned.
Your thought is outstanding. It's clear that you've put a lot of thought into it, and it's given me a fresh perspective. Your insights are impressive and truly enriched our conversation. Thank you for sharing.
Now, it's time for us to listen to a speech about stress management techniques.
I'm pumped to hear the speech. Get ready to amaze yourself with their words and leave yourselves in awe. It's going to be fantastic.
Good morning, everyone, respected teachers and my fellow students. Today, I'm going to talk to you about something that affects us all, no matter our age or background: stress. We have all felt that pressure, that worry, or that tension at some point in our lives. But the good news is there are ways to manage it. Today, I want to share with you some stress management techniques that can make a real difference in your life. Firstly, let's understand what stress is. Stress is our body's natural response to challenges. It's not always a bad thing. It can help us stay focused and alert. But when stress becomes too much or lasts too long, it can be harmful. One effective stress management technique is deep breathing. When we're stressed, our breathing becomes shallow and we may not even notice it. Taking a few minutes to focus with your breath can have a calming effect. Try inhaling slowly through your nose, holding it for a moment, and then exhaling through your mouth. Repeat this a few times and you will be surprised at how it can help you relax. Another technique is time management. We often feel stressed when we have too much to do or not enough time to do it. Creating a schedule or to-do list can help you organize your tasks and prioritize them. Break your work into smaller, more simpler, or manageable chunks. and tackle one thing at a time. This time, you can avoid feeling overwhelmed. Physical activity is also a fantastic stress buster. Whether it's going for a run, dancing, or playing a sport you enjoy, exercise releases endorphins, which are chemicals in your brain that acts like natural painkillers and mood elevators. So get moving. It's not just good for your body, but it's also good for your mind too. Speaking of the mind, mindfulness and meditation are powerful tools for stress management. Taking a few minutes each day to clear your mind, focus on your breath, or simply be present in a moment that can significantly reduce stress. There are many apps and online resources that can guide you through simple meditation exercises, making it easy to incorporate into your daily routine. And let's not forget the importance of a good night's sleep. Sleep is essential for your physical and mental well-being. Establish a regular sleep routine, create a comfortable sleep environment, and aim for 8 to 10 hours of sleep each day, and you'll wake up feeling more refreshed and ready to face the day. In conclusion, stress is a part of life, but we have the power to manage it by incorporating these techniques: deep breathing, time management, physical activity, and mindfulness, and a good sleep routine. You can build your stress resilience and lead a healthier and happier life. Thank you for your attention. And remember, when life gets you stressful, take a deep breath and take care of yourself. Thank you and have a nice day.
That was informative. I hope you found it helpful just as much as we did. Well, talking about stress management, Alia, I'm pretty sure our winter carnival is near.
Well, that's right, Hannah. It's going to be so much fun. And you know, it's going to be a stress-free moment.
That sounds really exciting. I seriously can't wait.
Oh, I bet our listeners are excited too. Well, let's hear a speech about balancing screen time and physical activity, as it's really important for us to balance our mental and physical health.
Good morning, everyone. Here, it's me, Aishalana, with the topic balancing screen timing and physical activity. As technology becomes increasingly intertwined in our everyday lives, the issue of how to manage screen time for children has become a prevalent concern amongst modern parents. Screen time can be both beneficial and detrimental to kids, depending on how it is used and how often it is used. By understanding the importance of balancing screen time, parents can make sure that their children are receiving the most benefits from their interactions with technology. It is important to note that screen time does not have to be a whole negative experience for children. When used correctly, screen time can help foster intellectual development and creativity. For instance, many websites and apps designed for children can provide educational experiences that help to further their learning. From interactive math and reading games to science videos and art activities, screen time can help give children an opportunity to build on the knowledge gained from school. However, when it comes to balancing screen time for kids, moderation is key. Kids who spend excessive amounts of time in front of screens are more prone to physical health issues such as eye strain and headaches, as well as mental health issues such as sleep disturbances, poor behavior, and poor concentration. Thus, it is important to set limits on how much time kids are allowed to use their devices, reserving the opportunity for outdoor play and other real-world activities. This can be achieved by limiting device access to certain hours of the day or deleting apps and games that are overused. Furthermore, parents should also ensure that their content for children are accessing is appropriate for their age and has educational value. Too often, parents take hands-off approaches to their children's screen time, only to find them engaging in activities that are not appropriate for their age. setting ground rules, and discussing the importance of not engaging in inappropriate content can help children understand the dangers of unguided screen time and make sure they're getting the most out of the experience. To sum up, screen time can be a great way for kids to learn and stay connected with friends. But in order to allow them to gain the most benefits from the experience, it is important for parents to be mindful of how much time they spend on the screens, that they're accessing appropriate content, and that they're engaging in real-life activities as well. With these principles in mind, parents can help their children learn to properly balance their screen times and ensure that their experiences are as positive as possible. Kids need daily play and physical activity. As a matter of fact, the CDC recommends at least 60 minutes a day. If you can't get outside, you can try yoga or some music and even have a dance party or musical chairs. It is important to schedule physical activities daily, even if it is just a family walk after dinner. Find a balance. Learn how to lead life between screen time and other activities. Make screen time more active. Play during commercials and choose shows that get you and your family up moving. Make a list of other activities so your family doesn't rely on screens for entertainment. Include outdoor activities, playing, reading in your family's daily routine, and more. Keep track of screen time. Have a central spot in your home to keep all your devices. All these facts will help keep track of screen time. Thank you!
Your speech on balancing screen time and physical activity was epic. The effort you put into it really paid off. You had us all hooked with your engaging and fun delivery. Thanks for reminding us to find the perfect balance between screens and staying active. Keep up the awesome work.
Indeed, balance is important in one's life. Prepare yourself for an extraordinary experience that'll leave you spellbound, motivated, and deeply touched by the enchanting melodies that have the power to shape and define our existence.
Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. When I see the sunrise, I know it's a brand new day. I'm giving thanks to Allah for showing me the way. And I'm feeling alright, cause He's by my side. And now that everything will be okay, so let me hear you say, Allah, You're the Most High. I'm thanking You for giving me life. Allah, I know what to do, cause in this life I'm here to please You. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. When I see the sunrise, I know it's a brand new day. I'm giving thanks to Allah for showing me the way. And I'm feeling alright, cause He's by my side. And now that everything will be okay, so let me hear You say, Allah, You're the Most High. I'm thanking You for giving me life. Allah, I know what to do, cause in this life I'm here to please You. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah.
بكل الأنبياء، يا من في قلبك رحمة للناس، يا من ألفت قلوبنا بالإسلام، يا حبيبي يا شفيع يا رسول الله، بأمي وأبي فديتك سيدي، صلاة وسلام عليك يا نبي، حبيبي يا محمد أتيت بالسلام والهدى محمد، حبيبي يا محمد يا رحمة للعالمين، يا محمد يا من حليت بحياتنا بالإيمان، يا من بجمالك ألمت الإحسان، يا من ألفت قلوبنا بالقرآن، يا حبيبي يا شفيع يا رسول الله، بأمي وأبي فديتك سيدي، صلاة وسلام عليك يا نبي، حبيبي يا محمد أتيت بالسلام والهدى محمد، حبيبي يا محمد رحمة للعالمين، يا محمد صلى الله على خاتم الأنبياء محمد، محمد رحمة للعالمين، رحمة للعالمين محمد، محمد رحمة للعالمين، رحمة للعالمين حبيبي محمد أتيت بالسلام والهدى محمد، حبيبي يا محمد يا رحمة للعالمين، يا محمد حبيبي يا محمد أتيت بالسلام والهدى محمد، حبيبي يا محمد يا رحمة للعالمين، يا محمد
محمد نبينا بنور حدينا، من مكة حبيبي نور سطع المدينة، من صلى صلاته وضع اللف صفاته، يا بخت اللفت اللو ماشي اشفاره في مماته، يا عمامنا يا أمين من سنة للمسلمين، يا حبيبي من صلاتي ودرسك وراء محمد نبينا بنور حدينا، من مكة حبيبي نور سطع المدينة، من صلى صلاته وزع اللف صفاته، يا بحت اللفت اللو ماشي اشفاره في مماته.
Hey everyone, my name is Ritvika and today I'll be singing Unstoppable to boost your mood.
All smiles, know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Leave my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I put my arm around, show you how strong I am. I put my arm around, I'll show you that I am unstoppable. for sure it's no break. I'm invincible. Yeah, I win every single game. I'm so powerful. I don't need batteries to play. I'm so confident. Yeah, I'm unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. I'm unstoppable today. Without only alone, I would cry out now. You'll never see what's hiding now. Hiding out deep down. Yeah, yeah, I know. Heard that to let your feelings show is the only way to make friendships grow. I'm too afraid now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I put my arm around, show you how strong I am. I put my arm around and show you that I am. I'm unstoppable. I'm a push out with no breaks. I'm invincible. Yeah, I win every single game. I'm so powerful. I don't need batteries to play. I'm so confident. Yeah, I'm unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. I'm unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. I'm unstoppable today. Put my arm around, show you how strong I am. Put my arm around, I'll show you that I am. I'm unstoppable. I'm a push out with no breaks. I'm invincible. Yeah, I win every single game. I'm so powerful. Don't need batteries to play. I'm so confident. Yeah, I'm unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. I'm unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. I'm unstoppable today.
Thank you. I hope you have a nice day.
NIMS Podcast. Unlimited infotainment in air. Stay tuned.
Wow, it was a melodious one. The energy, melody, and the lyrics are also captivating. It's clear that the singers put their heart and soul into it. I can't help but feel excited and joyful every time I listen to it. It's a true gem that deserves recognition.
I'm glad you're as excited about the song as I am. It's truly remarkable and deserves all the enthusiasm. Let's keep enjoying it together.
Riddles are amazing. I love the challenge and excitement they bring. Let's dive into the world of riddles and have a great time solving them.
Welcome back, folks. Today, we're diving into the world of mind-bending mathematics. Shamsa, are you ready for some brain teasers that will put your arithmetic skills to the test?
Absolutely, Mahirish. I'm excited. Let's kick it off with a classic riddle. I am an odd number. Take away a letter and I become even. What number am I?
Ah, that's a tricky one. The answer is 7. Remove the S and it becomes even.
Right on the money. Okay, here's another one. What has a head, a tail, is round and has no legs?
Sounds mysterious. Is it a coin like a penny?
You got it. A penny fits the bill. A coin with a head and a tail, brown in color, yet surprisingly, it doesn't have legs.
All right, let me throw a riddle your way. I am a 3-digit number. My tens digit is 5 more than my ones digit. And my hundreds digit is 8 less than my tens digit. Any guesses?
That's an intriguing one. Let me think. It's 194, right?
Spot on, you're sharp with these numbers. The hundreds digit 1 is indeed 8 less than the tens digit 9. And the tens digit 9 is 5 more than the ones digit 4.
Here's a fun one. If you have 3 apples and take away 2, how many apples do you have?
Tricky. Logically, you took away 2, but they're still in your possession. So you have 2 apples left.
Bingo. Okay, last one. What 3 positive numbers give the same answer when multiplied and added together?
Oh, that's an interesting puzzle. Let's see. I believe the answer is 1, 2, and 3. When multiplied, they make 6, and when added, they also equal 6.
Absolutely right. Those numbers are magical. Well done.
That was a blast. Mathematical riddles sure know how to twist our brains in the most delightful way.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on this mathematical adventure. Stay tuned for more mind-boggling puzzles and intriguing decisions. Until next time, keep those math gears turning.
It's me, Mehrish.
And Shamsa, signing off.
See you soon.
Hey Taylor, have you heard about the upcoming winter carnival?
Yeah, I heard it's going to be awesome. I can't wait. Have you decided what you're going to do there?
Not yet, but I was thinking to participate in some of the contests. How about you?
Same here. I heard there will be a riddle contest. You know, I've been practicing some riddles lately.
That sounds fun. Why don't we have a little riddle exchange right now?
Great idea. Okay, here's the first one. What comes in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years?
Is it a little M?
Bingo. You're good at this. Your turn.
All right, here's one for you. The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
That's an easy one. It's footsteps.
Nailed it. Your turn again.
Okay, here's a tricky one. I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with the wind. What am I?
Is it an echo?
You got it. You're on fire. Okay, next one. The person who makes it sells it. The person who buys it never uses it. What is it?
A coffin.
Correct. You're good at this. We should definitely team up for the riddle contest at the winter carnival.
Absolutely. It's a plan then. By the way, what has keys but cannot open doors?
Is it a piano?
Right again. You're on a roll. Okay, my turn. The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
I remember this one. It's footsteps.
I have cities but no house. I have mountain but no trees. I have water but no fish. What am I?
Let me think. Is it a map?
You're killing it. Nailed it again. We are definitely going to crush the riddle contest at the winter carnival. Alright, let's keep the riddle train going. Here are 3 more for you. I fly without wings. I cry without eyes. Where I go, darkness follows me. What am I?
That's a poetic one. Is it a cloud?
Excellent guess. You are on a roll. Okay. You got it. We make a great riddle solving team. Can't wait to rock the winter carnival together.
Totally. It's going to be a blast. Let's meet up there and tackle those riddles as a team.
Deal. It's a date then. See you at the winter carnival.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
I'm thrilled that you share my enthusiasm for riddles. Let's keep enjoying the fun and challenge they bring. Together, we'll have a great time. Grab a seat, tune in, and get ready to be a part of an engaging and enlightening chat show.
Hey Alia, are you aware of the Dubai Fitness Challenge?
Of course. Have you signed up for any activities?
I did sign up for the Dubai Run that's happening on November 26th.
Really? That's great. It's such an amazing initiative to promote a healthier lifestyle. We hope that you are also taking part in various activities.
That reminds me of our chat show. Our topic for today's chat show is about the Dubai Fitness Challenge and the upcoming Winter Carnival. Hope you enjoy the chat show.
Good morning, buddy. Have you been taking part in a Dubai Fitness Challenge?
Good morning, Mohdab. Absolutely. I've been having a blast. The best part is how inclusive it is. There's something for everyone, no matter your fitness level or interest. How about you, Mohdab?
Oh, totally. I've been exploring so many activities, from morning yoga sessions to beach volleyball. There's just so much to do. I even tried out some of those pop-up gyms around the city. It's incredible how Dubai comes alive during this challenge. And hey, did you hear about the 30 into 30 challenge?
Of course. The challenge is to be active for at least 30 minutes every day for 30 days straight. It's a great way to build healthy habits.
Definitely. And what's cool is that it encourages us to try new things. I mean, I never thought I'd try paddle boarding or even indoor rock climbing. But here I am, loving every moment of it.
Right. It's like a fitness adventure. And the best part is the sense of community. People are so supportive and motivating. I've made new friends just by joining group activities.
Absolutely. There's this infectious energy in the air that just pushes you to keep going. And you know, it's not just about exercise. They also have workshops and talks on nutrition and mental wellness.
Oh yeah, I attended a workshop on mindful eating. It was eye-opening. Understanding how nutrition impacts our fitness journey is crucial.
Totally agree. It's about taking care of our overall well-being. Couldn't have said it better. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Remember, folks, join the Dubai Fitness Challenge and let's make fitness fun. See you next time. Bye from NIMS Dubai.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our special edition chat show. Today we have four enthusiastic students from NIMS Dubai who are here to talk about the upcoming winter carnival. Let's welcome Abhirami, Drishya, Vismaya and Arshana. Dear friends, I welcome you all to my chat show. So guys, tell us, how excited are you for the winter carnival at NIMS Dubai?
Oh, we're super excited. The weather is fantastic and the carnival promises to be an amazing two-day event.
So, that's great to hear. What's on the agenda for the carnival?
Well, there will be cultural programs at the main stage, various games for students and a delicious food court.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Abhirami, what are you looking forward to the most?
Definitely the cultural programs. It's always inspiring to see the talented fellow students showcased on the main stage.
Absolutely. Drishya, how about you? Any specific games you're excited to try?
I'm really looking forward to the games. I've heard there will be a variety to choose from, so it should be a blast.
And Arshana, what about the food court? Anything you're eager to try?
Oh, for sure. I'm already planning my culinary adventure. I hope they have a diverse range of food options.
It sounds like there is something for everyone. Vismaya, you mentioned it's a family event. How do you think that will enhance the experience?
Well, having students, teachers, and parents all together creates a wonderful sense of community. It's not just an event for us, it's for everyone.
That's a beautiful sentiment. Drishya, as a student, how do you think this carnival will be different from others you've attended?
The inclusivity is what sets it apart. The fact that it's not just about students, but also about bringing the entire school community together makes it special.
Absolutely. Arshana, how do you see the winter carnival contributing to the overall school experience?
It's a chance for everyone to unwind, have fun, and make lasting memories. Events like this create a positive and a vibrant school environment.
Well said. Now, Abhirami, Vismaya, Drishya, and Arshana, do you have any plans to meet up during the carnival and enjoy the activities together?
Definitely. We want to experience everything as a group. It'll be more fun that way.
That sounds like a great plan. Before we wrap up, any final thoughts or messages for your fellow students?
Just come out and enjoy the carnival. It's going to be a fantastic time for everyone.
Wonderful. Thank you, Abhirami, Vismaya, Drishya and Arshana for joining us today. We wish you all and the students of NIMS Dubai an incredible time at the Winter Carnival.
Wait, my dear host. And to my audience, make sure to mark your calendars for the Winter Carnival at NIMS Dubai. It's going to be a family event you won't want to miss. That's it for our special edition chat show.
Stay tuned for more exciting events and discussion. Until next time,
goodbye.
It's our pleasure to bring you engaging conversations and thought-provoking discussions. Thank you for joining us on this podcast.
While this may be the conclusion of our podcast, we want to express our deepest appreciation for your support throughout this incredible journey. It has been an honor to bring you captivating stories, entertaining activities, and thought-provoking discussions.
And that's a wrap, folks. We hope you had a blast tuning into this super fun episode of our podcast. We hope to catch up with our listener at our exciting winter carnival.
Can't wait to see you at the winter carnival. Get ready for some serious winter fun, laughter and good times. Bundle up and join us for a fantastic event filled with delicious treats, exciting activities and unforgettable memories.
Surely it's going to be a blast and we are so excited to have you there with us. See you soon at the winter carnival.
Once again, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has been a part of our podcast. We hope the episode have inspired, informed, and entertained you. It's been an incredible ride, and we are grateful for the opportunity to have shared it with you. This is Hana Ismail and
Alia Saja,
signing off from NIMS Dubai.
Until then, stay safe and take care. Remember to bundle up, have fun, and create amazing memories. Your well-being is our top priority, so make sure to stay warm and look after yourself. Bye-bye.
NIMS Podcast, unlimited infotainment in air. Stay tuned.